People are invited to walk the weir at Lake Cowichan to celebrate World Water Day on Saturday, March 22. The Cowichan Watershed Board and Cowichan Lake Stewardship Society will take people up for an amazing view and provide some education about the watershed and the Cowichan River, Vancouver Island's only Canadian heritage river. Stand high up on the spill gates of the Cowichan Lake Weir, accompanied by a Watershed Board biologist and the weir's current owner, operator, Dr. Catalyst Crofton, said a press release for the event. From this unique vantage point, normally closed to the public, you will gain an understanding of how water flows in our cherished watershed, from the mountaintops, down into beautiful Lake Cowichan, and all the way to the ocean, nourishing human and ecological communities and cultures on its way, and supporting jobs at the Crofton Mill. You will also learn how water levels and flows have changed significantly in the past 20 years, adding stress to the ecosystem, and why this infrastructure needs to be replaced for the health of the environment. Sewell Park in Lake Cowichan will be the staging area, where there will also be educational booths and hot tea under the picnic shelter behind the info center from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Tours leave at 10 a.m., 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. People are advised to dress in warm clothing as it can be chilly on the weir. The event is free to attend. More information: cowichanlakeweir.ca/news-events/ or Facebook event. facebook.com/share/1l9mwfd2u/. There's still time to catch love in a dangerous time. Canada's LGBT Purge pop-up exhibition at the Duncan Library until March 22. The exhibition, on loan from the Canadian Museum for Human Rights, is touring Vancouver Island Library branches before it heads to the RCMP Heritage Centre in Regina, Sask. "We are incredibly proud to bring this important exhibition to Vancouver Island," said Jason Cuffler, Events and Promotions Officer for VIRL. "This is more than just an exhibit, it is a chance to reflect on a dark chapter of Canadian history while honoring the resilience of those who fought against discrimination. We are committed to making our library spaces inclusive for all and believe this exhibition is an essential step in educating our communities." Love in a Dangerous Time sheds light on the Canadian government's campaign between the 1950s and 1990s that targeted thousands of 2SLGBTQI+ individuals working in the federal government, military, and RCMP. Many were interrogated and forced to resign, leaving their careers and lives irreparably damaged. Survivors of the LGBT Purge fought for justice, culminating in a 2018 settlement and the creation of the Purge Fund. The fund supported the partnership between the Canadian Museum for Human Rights and survivors to create this traveling pop-up exhibition. The library is open Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 12:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. The Black Swan Pub is hosting a burger and brew fundraiser for 2-year-old Cohen Hotchin on March 22. For $30, head to the pub at 6 p.m. for a burger and brew, silent auction, 50-50 draw, wine basket raffle and karaoke, all to raise funds for the toddler. Hotchin, from Cobble Hill, has battled a slew of serious health problems in his young life, as his mom and dad Shai and Tyson support and love him through it. For more information about this and other fundraisers for the family, check out the Community for Cohen Facebook group.